Hi, are you awake? Yeah, I don't know, it's 3 a.m. You'll be sleeping. Yes, I love your cuddles, but I'm a little worried. That's why. Yeah. Yeah, I know that nights are for confessions, and I really appreciate your trust in me a lot. And when you told me you are a virgin, I didn't know how to react. Yeah, thank you. Just wanted to make you feel comfortable. Yeah. Now come on, snuggle. Come on. Just here with me. You are safe here. Yeah. I've been thinking. Yes. Thinking and sleeping and thinking again about. It could be difficult, I know. The society pressure us to role models. I don't know. I was a virgin at your age, and I used to make up stories of fake boyfriends and lovers I didn't have. Yeah, just to be like the others. Luckily, I said the truth. To my first yeah, I was super close to lie to him, but I was sure on the other hand that he was gonna notice that he was my first, so I did. And oh boy, it was not perfect. It was a mess. The first time is always a mess. Almost always. And yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it happens. Like, yeah. And I don't know. We don't know how to react. Because we want the other to feel good and at the same time feeling good ourselves and finding that. I don't know, it's difficult to explain. Because if you focus in making your partner to feel good, you can forget about yourself. So it's just about been kind and gentle. That's it. And yeah. And went from this, like being a virgin, and I went to the opposite side, like fucking a lot. And I began feeling ashamed of myself again. Not sharing this with almost anyone. That I was going out a lot and just having fun, because I didn't want to be judged by people for just being free and being myself and enjoy being young and connecting with people. Because sex is just this, a connection. It's a game with some rules. It's not more. And I realized that the problem was me, because I was feeling ashamed on, you know, the both sides. And I tried to calm down and think wisely. And I want to say that you can ask me anything, or sharing your doubts, or just painting, I don't know. I don't even know why it really has a name, like being a virgin. It's like a label. It's like I've done this and this, but not actual fucking, and is this a thing? No. It has to change. Imagine that that term never exists. Never had existed. Okay, it's difficult to phrase it. I'm sorry. Yeah, imagine that. It's, yeah. It will be free, really. There's some parts of, I was gonna say of the world, but yeah, some super close-minded people who think that being a virgin is valuable. I don't know how to say this. Yeah, you can understand that it's a value. And it's not, or it is, or it doesn't matter. If it's a personal choice, it's okay. But you are not better than anyone or worse than anyone for just having sex. It's just silly. Because it really depends on a lot of things. Like, my father was super strict by the time I have to come back home when I was hanging out with my friends. So he thought that doing that, I was gonna be like safe. And I didn't have a place for myself, you know, for being there with my boyfriend or so. There was no possibility, really. But you, yeah. Oh, I don't know, though. You can be shy and not feeling comfortable talking to women. And yeah, we feel the same with men. But I don't know, we women tend to be more chatty because, yeah, society has said that we have to be like this. And you can imagine how a shy girl can feel, not knowing how to react and being pressured to do certain things. That's bad. So, yeah, I'm talking a lot, I know. The thing I wanna say is, yeah, you can trust me, please. That you can be my cuddle buddy. Yes. Sleep over when you want to. Yes, yes. And yeah, because learning to be comfortable with the opposite sex is worth it. It's healthy. No, thank you. I don't know what you think about, yeah, everything that I'm saying. Yeah, you wanna listen now? Okay, of course. You don't have to say a thing. You can just stop me. When you feel like it, okay? Okay. Maybe telling you a story about myself can make you feel a little, yeah, just comfortable, I don't know. I think that time ago I was with, yeah, had sex with I'm gonna use virgin, okay, we're gonna delay that. So, with a guy with a lot of experience in sex. He didn't tell me, but I suspected that. Yeah, because I could feel it. It's not, it was so sweet and cute. Yeah. What happened? He was in a hurry, and you can feel that. Like, yeah, that face of, yeah, this is actually happening. I cannot believe this. Then, yeah, I'm Georgios. Maybe that's why. But what I'm trying to say is that you don't have to say it. If you don't want to, in your first time, yeah, it's your choice. It's not necessary. I mean, when you meet somebody, if I myself cannot date the guy or just having sex with him, I'm not gonna tell him everything that I've done or I haven't done. I can share it with him if I feel like it, but it's not necessary. You know what I mean? It's not, if I've been with women or young men or old men, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Communication is super important, but it's not strictly necessary if you don't feel comfy or, it's a choice you can make. As I said, I didn't feel betrayed or weird because the guy that I mentioned was inexperienced. Not at all. Yeah, you can ask me anything. Of course. But now I think that we should sleep. Feels, thank you. We can keep talking in the morning if you want to. I'll give you your time. Okay? Okay, sweetheart. See you in the morning. Good night.